Dear friends, welcome one more time to Healers of the Light with Joanna Basols. Today we're going to be talking about an interesting subject. It's about giving. How to make the law of balance work in your favor. In case you haven't noticed, we work with hermetic laws in the application of the soul reprogramming method, almost exclusively with the law of balance. It's a very important law or the application of the soul reprogramming method, because we are working with balancing the elements. We're making sure that the elements are in their perfect balance in order for the body, brain, cells, and your entire human operating system to work properly. So behind that, there was a full understanding of what the law of balance is, and it can be used for many, many different things. So I wanted to share my deep understanding about the law of balance for you to be able to use it in many other different applications. And if you're new to the show, you can always refer to episode 1 to understand the soul reprogramming method. We have an introductory episode there where I explain how the class is taught and how the soul reprogramming method is applied. But you can also go to our website at healersofthelight.com, and you can visit the blogs where we have developed this information widely. And also there is a link for case studies there on the homepage. You can go over and see how it is applied for a few different cases. Then you also have a tab on the homepage that says SRM, and that's the full explanation of how the class is taught and how it works, and the new classes coming up and how to register and all the information that you need about the soul reprogramming method. That is our featured class for the full reset and upgrade of your human operating systems, your DNA, memory, brain, and body. So the law of balance is basically what we're working with in reprogramming. Even though we obviously observe all universal laws when in the application of energy healing and when working with any kind of frequency, we have to observe all of them. But especially the law of balance is important to us in the application of reprogramming, because we're applying this balance to all of the elements in our entire system to reach the most the best performance in all of our systems, and to reach and remove any blockages and to remove any negative aspects of our programs. And we accomplish all that through balancing. So I had to study this law from the beginning to the end, and fully understanding and live it every day to be able to work with it and to create a healing method that actually works in application with the law of balance. So I wanted to share with you what I have learned about the law of balance. Of course, it is useful for reprogramming, but it's useful for many, many other things. And one of the most important things that I think you should know is that you can use this law of balance for the universe to work on your favor. And that's one of the things that I've been using and I've been applying, and it works, and it helps a lot, and I'm going to tell you why. The law of balance is pretty simple. It says that everything in the universe has a balance. Everything in the universe has a balance. That's the simple law. If you take from one side, you have to compensate it from another. Nothing is destroyed, only transformed. So if you dominate the law of balance, you have discovered one of the keys to the universe. If you take from one side, you have to compensate it from another. So what if you add to one side? Would you have to be compensated to in order to create balance? Yes. The universe will find its way to add more to your plate to create balance, where you have given more when you have done something without expecting a return, when you have acted in a certain way that has created a positive imbalance in the universe, you will be compensated. So let's see how we can use this law in our favor in a way that we can attract abundance because we're creating positive karma. This is where the law of karma comes from. We were just discussing this. We discussed in the last episode too that karma can be balanced with the soul reprogramming method to the extent of karmic imbalances that are not to our account. Let's say, for example, we're talking about cultural karma, genetic or family karma, gender karma, all those things that are just not directly our responsibility, but we suffer them. So all this can be released when we apply the law of balance with the soul reprogramming method and we balance all of our elements. We release all these karmas that we don't really, are not really ours. It's not something that we directly, that we're responsible for directly. These are just things that happen to us. So all that is released when we balance the elements. There are other karmic consequences of actions that are under our direct responsibility. Those have to unfold and follow their course, because this is not like the genetic or cultural karma or gender karma. These are things that we actually are responsible for because we did something in this life directly. So in this case, this karma has to balance itself. It's not like the others. So there are things that we can do proactively to create positive balance, to kind of neutralize or eliminate any negative things that we could have done maybe in a time of less consciousness or who knows what circumstances were present. But the fact is that you did something that it was negative and you have created a negative karma for yourself. So now you have the opportunity to proactively do things to create positive karma to counteract this and to create a neutral zone and to even get credits with the universe. Most people, unless they have placed cosmic blockages before coming to Earth, have the opportunity to release karmic baggage by balancing their debt with positive acts. So if you choose to voluntarily act towards positive balancing with acts of giving, you're setting yourself up for cosmic balance. So let's keep this in mind. This is very important. And because we have heard so much about karma, but we only understand it as a negative thing because people are not proactive in doing positive things to also generate positive karma. They just think that the universe is this trial or this place where we're going to just be punished and there is only negative karma. So I'm just going to refrain from doing anything bad. But what about doing something good? You know, that also works. What can we proactively do to earn ascension as part of positive karma? When we refer to ascension, we're not necessarily talking about dying. Ascension could also mean reaching the highest point of our soul development while still incarnated. There are other levels of soul development that will come after we leave the physical body, because the soul has developed so much in the physical form that it has reached the maximum level, and from there to continue expanding, it will have to leave the body. But to get to that point, there's a lot to do before that. So doing that also creates positive karma. So working in our higher consciousness, in our soul ascension, creates positive karma as well. The ascension while incarnated has been described in many different schools of thought. We have, you can research it, or you can look on Google. There are many, many different schools of thoughts that have talked about ascension. What we can gather from them is that we're able to reach the full ascension of our soul during physical life, up to the point where physical form is not letting you do anything else. So there is a point where there is no more that you can do in physical form. But if you reach that form, if you reach that level while incarnated, you don't have to continue returning to Earth because you have already learned everything that you have learned that you needed to learn, and there is no more to learn in physical form. And the only thing that comes after that is freedom. So it's freedom from the physical form for the rest of the eternity. That is the goal of ascension in Earth. And you can consider yourself lucky because many people have not even heard about this, or it's not something that they think is not even part of their lives in any way, or is not important, or have never come in contact with any of this. So if you are listening and you have come in contact with the concept of ascension, consider yourself very lucky because it means that it has reached you for a reason. You have found it for a reason, even if you were looking for something else, and all of a sudden you run into this concept of ascension, where you were trying to listen about something else about karma or something else about abundance or how the universe can work in your favor, and then you come with this concept. Well, let me tell you, this is the way that you can create more abundance in your life than anything else. And it also works in a way that you're nourishing yourself because you're going to elevate your consciousness. And because the purpose of every human that comes to Earth is evolution, the fact that you are investing your time and effort and dedicating yourself to ascension in an incarnated form, it means a lot to the universe. So you're going to be accumulating positive points for doing so. And but how is that? How is this possible? I mean, there are many levels of hierarchy in the soul, and you can research this on your own because it really there are many different schools that talk about this, and I don't want to impose one way or another. The fact of or the idea behind all of those different schools is that there are levels of ascension of the soul that you can reach while you're in physical form, and there are others that are reachable only when you're in other forms, either etheric or light form or anything beyond that until you become zero, until you are nothing, when you become one with the nothingness. So while we're in the more dense form, which is this, the physical form, there are many things that we can do for our soul to elevate. And this, if you have noticed the progression, we're going from the most dense to the zero. So we have to go from a process of fading from when you're the most dense and then start losing that density to become more etheric and then losing that etheric characteristic to start going more into light and then zero, this nothingness. So if you're able to realize your etheric nature is a good step, then if you're able to realize your light nature in physical form, then that's even further. And then if you become one with the nothingness when you're still in physical form and you realize how you're part of everything and nothing at the same time, then that is even a much higher form. And there are some categories that have been given by different schools of thought and religions and different gurus in the world have gathered these different ascension levels in different names and so on. And even it's very good to know them because that way you can identify what is really going on with you, and you can say, oh, I feel like I have reached some certain level of ascension. So it doesn't mean that because you're reading some information from a specific school of thought that you have to share all of their ideas. You might be just trying to find some information for this particularly or for some other thing, and you run into something that makes sense to you, resonates with you. I think it's totally fine. And I have read many different books about ascension, and I think that one specific category or grouping that I think it makes a lot of sense and I felt identified with is one that you can find in actually in Wikipedia about is the reference made from Theosophy. You can find it in Ascension Levels Theosophy, or you can find Theosophy Ascension and on Google. And Theosophy has described ascension in a few different ways, and I think it's very interesting how specific is described. So maybe you want to look into that one and maybe look into others and see if any others also are resonate with you, and then you can say, yes, I feel that I'm going through this level, I'm going through this and through that. And another way to look at it also, for at least from what I understood when I was reading those ascension levels, that because I'm always comparing everything with hermetics, because hermetics is the basis of, or hermeticism is the basis of all the healing methods that we're doing. We're doing alchemy when we're applying any of the reprogramming methods or the seed of love or any of the healing methods that I teach. They're fully hermetic teachings. So I compare that to the process of alchemy. Alchemy also goes through some different levels. And you can also Google that. What are the levels of alchemy? First, you have to go through some time of darkness. And then before you can find a light, first you're in darkness. And then it goes through transformation, and then other things happen. So I leave it open to you, because I think it's nice that you research those things. I found that information many, many years ago when I first started researching for my own. And I think the fact that I was able to look at it with my own eyes and do my own research was the key for my spiritual development and my awakening. Because if you just get a little bit of curiosity, things will come to you exactly what you need. And so I don't want to really tell you everything. I want to tell you, look here, go, this is worked for me, or this is just something that helped me in this process. And then when you start looking, I can promise you that other things will be in that search, or something will happen when you're searching that will be exactly for you. So I'm going to leave that to you. But so my advice to you is that research and ascension, understand what ascension means if you are interested in awakening, in elevated consciousness, in all that. Research the concept of soul ascension. See what methods out there have existed in the old order, because now we're in a new order, so those methods may not work anymore. But you may be able to still understand, you know, what it means, what that there are some levels of soul ascension that the soul goes through, and try to see if you feel identified with any of this, and see what requires to go to the next levels. And all this interest in evolution will give you positive karma points. And it's something that you will enjoy, because it feels really, really great when you finally are nourishing your soul, when you're working for the universe in their evolutionary process. It's like the biggest goal for the entire universe. And so any of the personal level purposes that you may have, if they are in tune with the evolutionary project of the universe, they are already blessed. So try to always think that if anything that you're doing, is that going to help the universe in any way? Is that part of the evolutionary process of the universe in any way? So if you feel that it is, I mean, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, research cosmology or things like that. Anything means that growing your soul levels, like developing your consciousness, is what I mean. So many, many things are in tune with that, even your maybe daily jobs, because that allows you to have the opportunity to participate in these events and things like that. So we don't discount that. I'm not telling you to leave your job and go and become a monk or anything like that. You can have your regular jobs, actually, or daily jobs or day jobs help us, because, and they're part of the evolutionary process, because thanks to that, we can allow ourselves to survive, to live in this planet while we are discovering these things, where we're discovering our soul levels, and where we're discovering the consciousness and the growth of the consciousness and all that. So let's not discount the importance of our daily and mundane things. There are things that definitely are not in tune, like if we're spending a lot of time just scrolling through social media and just wasting time and things like that, that might not be part of any evolutionary process. That's just wasting your time, at some point, unless it's something that you're doing for motivation and it helps you in any way to feel motivated, because if you're looking to images that or words that help you feel motivated, then that's different. And if you look at our account in Instagram or Facebook, you'll see that most things that we share are either words of inspiration, motivation, or blogs that contain content that is important, interesting, things that will help you grow, that will help you question things that you probably didn't think about before. They were not something that you were even questioning at any point, but there are things that you should be questioning, because in questioning is that you're going to find the road to enlightenment. If you don't question anything, you're going to stay the exact way that you are now. So we definitely have to at least have some curiosity about life, about things. And this is definitely something that we need to keep in mind. However, like I said in a previous episode, we all gather by the law of attraction with like-minded people. People who radiate the same frequency as ourselves. It is clear to me that all the ones attracted towards Healers of the Light Academy, for example, are either in the path of ascension or healing or towards enlightenment or already enlightenment or looking to help others in the path of enlightenment or healing. So, and no one that is not interested in healing or healers will be, will be checking out our page or our blog or things like that. So a good way to gather like-minded people is to having a point of interest, something that all of us are interested in. So enlightenment, elevated consciousness, and ascension are definitely the center points for Healers of the Light, for the Academy, for the whole concept of gathering the network of people that are interested in growing their consciousness. And that's why we're talking about these topics, because this is what you're here to hear. This is why you're here to know and to maybe discuss, and you might not have other people to talk about this in this depth. So feel free to feel this as your home. This is the place where you can talk, where if you make a comment and no one is going to no one is going to destroy you because you made a comment that was different than what others are thinking. We can always have different comments and we can all have our opinion, and all opinions are welcome if you're respectful of the other people in the blog and in the page. You're welcome to make a comment, you're welcome to make a question, you're welcome to share what you know. This is what we encourage every time in the Healers of the Light, so I just want you to know that. And this is why it was necessary to create Healers of the Light, because once it's created, then it can attract like-minded people. We certainly need that force in the world right now. We need to have a center of healing, a center of enlightenment, that something that radiates enlightenment everywhere it touches. So the goal of Healers of the Light is that when someone gets there or starts searching for enlightenment or ascension or DNA activation or what is the next step for my soul ascension, they find the information that they're looking for. So I'm making a big effort in collecting all this information and sharing what I know and what I have received from higher beings, that healing methods that are new to the world, that are going to be used in many different applications. All that I'm sharing with you, and hopefully you find it the right time and you find it interesting. And if you have questions, you're welcome to participate. And for that, for the gathering of the minds, there is no better way to gain ascension of consciousness in Earth than by giving. So this is what I'm giving. I'm giving this gathering of information, I'm giving these classes, I'm giving this my time to teach what I have learned so far, to show what I know, to express what I have been given by higher beings and what is my mission here, and these healing methods and putting together this whole academy is what I'm giving. And this helps with my positive karma too. But I just realized that as I was doing it, so it came from my heart. It's not that I was doing it because I'm trying to create positive karma. But I want you to know that if you do something in favor of the evolution, like this, like helping others in their enlightenment, guiding other people, not necessarily telling someone what to do, but at least offering it guidance, inviting them to something that could help them open up and help them see the light, that gives you a lot of positive karma and will definitely act in your favor to attract abundance. It definitely also matters what intention you're setting. And that's why I mentioned this. It comes from my heart. It's because the act of doing the act of giving and doing the things is definitely speaks louder than words, right? An action that you're doing shows the universe that you're actually helping somebody. You're giving, you're just doing something. But it's important that your intention is set in the right place. So make sure that when you do that, you're set in an intention of kindness, compassion, and just want to do it to help, because all that it is a frequency, you know, it can be felt in a way. If you do something and you're like, oh, I'm just doing this because I have to, then don't do it, because you're really not doing it. You're wasting your time and you're making the other person feel really uncomfortable. So if you feel tempted to do something like that, just either don't do anything or do it and just don't say a thing until you get home, and then you can say it to yourself on the mirror, oh, I did this because of that. But don't ruin the whole thing trying to tell someone that you just did something for them, because that really ruins the whole show. That's the frequency. So the frequency can be seen, can be felt, that's what it really attracts like-minded people. So you definitely have to have your frequency, your intention set before you even do anything. The act itself is the manifestation of the frequency. But if you do something and your intention is something else, you're just lowering the effect or lowering that intensity of both, of the action and of the frequency. So some people say that the intention doesn't really matter, that all that matters is the actual action, because that's what the universe is going to see. But I'm telling you that the universe, if it's something, it is frequency. And that can totally be perceived. So they are going to see the action, but the intention, it is definitely in account as well. So if there is something to say about ritual, it is that definitely helps to enforce the frequency, the intention. But ritual in itself, with no intention, it doesn't really sound anywhere. You know, it doesn't get to anything. You need to have the intention, even if it's just the intention, I'm going to do this for this. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to be crying or doing something so fervorous. It's just the intention. It's a clear intention, simple intention of doing something, and the action that follows. And the frequency is definitely something that needs to be infused in any ritual. And we're going to be working with ritual today because I want you to make sure that you are able to speak universal language. So if you want to attract abundance and you want to attract your purpose, you want to attract the synchronicities that will help you create positive karma, we have to go and express ourselves in a ritualistic way. And that definitely conveys a message. It works in a bigger degree if you also infuse it with your intention. So before we start any ritual, and we're just going to make sure that we have our intention set up right and we say what we want. So I created some affirmations that we're going to say before the ritual to make sure that we have our intention set up, and then we begin. Nothing happens just with the intention either. It's just because the intention is just a non-manifested desire that no one can experience. So if we are living in the light body form, all you need is frequency. But we are in the physical form. So we need to express through action. So we have to understand that both are important, as the intention and also the action. So it's not that only intention will take you anywhere either. So keep that in mind. You need to find a way of expressing your desire to save the greater good, the universal mind or the entire universe, however you want to call it. So, and there are a few ways of doing so. Not only the traditional ways of giving that we all have available, because everywhere that you look, there is a charitable cause and it's help. Someone needs a donation, something is in need, something is falling apart and you need your help. And definitely you can join those. If you have the clear intention of helping, you should absolutely do that, even as a volunteer if you don't have the money. But like I was saying earlier, other ways of serving evolution and higher consciousness is with soul ascension. It's very simple, and it's very simple at the end, even though at first it's not, we're going to try to explain it. It's just what I have gone over about the ascension. We can connect to the transcendental, first of all, we can connect to the transcendental mind to ask for guidance on how to fulfill our purpose. How are we going to find the synchronicities and that like-minded group of people and events that will help us fulfill our purpose for evolution? How can we find it? So we're going to ask for help to the transcendental mind, to the universe, to help us bring to us those elements that surround us, to that are part of our purpose. Every one of us came to this planet with a purpose that is involved in helping the evolutionary process. So elevating our own consciousness is helping that purpose. To do this, we're going to express our aptitude first to serve the evolutionary cause and to show that we are ready to fulfill this purpose through ritual. Since we're in the earth level, we will express this using the elements of the earth: water, fire, air, earth, and ether. What we're doing here is known as alchemy. We're transforming elements from the earth into a message, then that will be subsequently transformed into action. So we're using the elements of the earth to send a message to the universe, and then that message will be transformed into action and into a positive karma that will then manifest into abundance for us. We're going to need some tools. So you can take note of this and I'll go over the process, and then you can listen to this again, or you can go in our blog if you would like to see the instructions. I'm going to put this in the instructions in the blog so you can always have it accessible. And then you can go back to the podcast to go for the instructions if you would like to do it that way. So this is what we're going to need. Take a note. The first thing we need is an empty bowl. Just an empty, it could be plastic, it could be metal. Ideally, it could be just one of those salad bowls. If you have a metal one, that works. Then a glass of water, it could be half full. Ideally, if it were completely full, it will be better. A full glass of water. Then please grab an essential oil of any kind, something that has a fragrance. It doesn't matter what kind, just make sure that it's an oil and it has a smell. Then another thing we need is a missionary candle. It has to be those missionary candles that are very small, that are round and, you know, little tiny candles. That we need one of that, and just 3 or 4 flower buds, just the flower, actual flower. We don't need the stem, it could be any kind. Just grab any from the backyard if you have it, or just some on your way home, just the flower, and a piece of paper. Okay, So I repeat again. So we have an empty bowl, could be a metal bowl, a glass of water, an essential oil with fragrance, a missionary candle, 3 or 4 flowers of any kind, and a piece of paper. Okay? Very good. So if you're ready, we can go. We're going to write in the paper a sentence that expresses your gratitude to the universe for allowing you to fulfill your purpose. Remember, we're working in present time. So we're going to express this as if we have already found our purpose and we're ready to fulfill it. So we're expressing our thanks to the universe for allowing us to find this purpose and to attract the elements that are part of that present reality by the law of attraction. So you are already radiating this frequency of your purpose that attracts the other components and the members, the synchronicities, and everything that is involved in this purpose. So we're going to write in this piece of paper a thank you note to the universe. And we simply say, it could be anything. If you have a different thought, you're welcome to write it here, but it has to be something along these lines to make sure that this is included there, or is your conversation with the universe. So feel free to write the thanks to the universe that you like. What I wrote is, thank you for allowing me to fulfill my purpose in my life. I'm very grateful. Thank you for allowing me to fulfill my purpose in life. I'm very grateful. That's what I actually put. You can do that too, and that should be enough, but then you can add more things. Once you have written the sentence in the paper, please grab the essential oil. You have the paper, it's flat right on the table, and you grab the essential oil, and you put 1 or 2 drops of the oil over that sentence, wherever you wrote, and you're going to say the following. This oil represents the union of all my elements, expressing my gratitude and desire for serving the universal cause of evolution and any other that has been assigned to me in resonance with my life purpose. So with this oil, we're representing the union of all your elements. Because the oil has been on the fire, it has water, it has the fragrance that represents air, and the integration of all of this is the earth element that also represents integration. So, and that is why we're using the essential oil to represent the union of something. So you usually use one of these oils to represent a grouping or a union or something together. Okay, the next thing we do, once we have put these drops of oil in the paper, ideally over the words, doesn't matter to just put it on the entire paper, but mostly over the words. Just 2 or 3 drops is fine. Then you're going to fold this in 4 pieces. Just fold it regularly, square, 4 pieces. And you're going to put this paper inside the bowl. And you're going to say the following. This represents my life in planet Earth, ready to serve my purpose. Because we're putting what is our purpose inside the bowl that is planet Earth. So it goes there. And now you're going to pour the glass of water in the bowl, saying the following. This represents the Earth. I'm sorry, this represents the love of my elements for the cause of evolution and the gratitude for fulfilling my purpose in this life. Then you're going to light the candle. Just light the candle on the side and then put it on top. There should be like enough water in the bowl for the candle to float. Right, so we put it on top of the water. It should be floating in the water, and so make sure that it's a missionary candle that is thick and short so it can float, and say the following. This fire represents my actions that are over love and over the intention of fulfilling my purpose in everything I do. May this fire lead the way to all my actions and always resonate with my purpose. So fire represents actions. That's something that we always say, even when we're working with the soul reprogramming method. We say when we're finding imbalances of fire, it means there's something that happened, an action that was a physical action. So this fire represents my actions that are over love and over the intention of fulfilling my purpose in everything I do, because the fire is on top of the water and on top of the paper where you wrote your gratitude and your intention. May this fire lead the way to all my actions and always resonate with my purpose. Very nice. Then once we have done that, we grab the flowers and we also place them in the bowl. They can float there next to the candle and over the water or next to the candle. And we say the following words. These flowers represent my life in earth, in harmony with my purpose, and at the same level as my actions. The higher my actions are in consciousness, the higher my soul consciousness will be. Now, blow the candle and say, this represents the element of air. For all my thoughts to be in the same frequency as my actions. I do as I think, and I think as I do. Lastly, you place the bowl in an altar or simply anywhere where you can contemplate it just for a few minutes. And you meditate just for a minute in your intention to serve the evolutionary cause. And imagine just for a second that there is a bright white light around you, like already activating all this that you have done. Feel how bright it is, feel comfortable, and know that your message has been conveyed, that your message has reached the universe, has reached the ears and the eyes, and is being felt by all the higher beings that are in charge of leading you to your purpose in life. So, and be sure that all the synchronicities that are part of your purpose are already on their way. This will fulfill the element of ether, because we are meditating. We are meditating on the higher beings, on the message is transmitted to our higher beings through the ether. That's how the message will get to them. So that way we have fulfilled all the five elements of earth, and we are sending this message through a ritualistic way to the universe to let them know that here we are ready to receive our instructions and what to do to fulfill our purpose. So after you do that only for a few minutes, the next thing you can do is grab the candle. The candle is off now, so there's no fire. So you can throw the candle in the trash and grab the bowl and take it to some kind of running water. Ideally, it could be a river, something where the water will continue running, because that means life, right? River means life. It's continuous. It keeps going. So, you know, the paper is paper in the water. It probably will last one more day until it's completely disintegrated. So I definitely don't want to contaminate anything. And the flowers are flowers, so that's also not going to damage the environment. But yes, the candle has to be thrown in the trash, and then all the contents you throw and dump them in the river. If you live in a house that is connected to the public plumbing drains, so and the water will continue going to the wells and so on, then you can do that. But if you will have like a septic tank or something where the water is just going to stay stagnated right there, don't use that. So maybe until the next time that you can go to like a shopping center, a place that is connected to one of those municipal water drains, then you can dump it there in the bathroom, in the sink. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be in a specifically in a river, but somewhere where the water will continue flowing. It's important because that shows that it's the flow of life. So try to do that. Of course, the bowl, you don't need to dump the bowl there. It's just a symbolic thing, just like the what we're doing now. So just to show that your intention of continuing with this action, with what you have done. It is a very strong ritual. So we have used all the elements of the earth to help you bring this this connection with your purpose. And you will feel it. You will feel that the synchronicities and the events that are starting to happen around you are undeniable. And that will help you create positive karma. So remember, sometimes we get too complicated thinking that we have to do something that is beyond our means to actually be of service or help or say that we're kind. And we forget that there is a universal purpose, which is ascension, that is evolution, that is higher consciousness. So we can also participate on that with our own growth. So keep this in mind for yourself, for the future. And if you don't have other means to help other people in a moment, at least you have to be helping yourself and helping evolution, because that's going to come back to all of us anyways. So that's something that you can start today, and you have already started, you're on your way. Make sure to always research, like I said. Try to not just grab one opinion. Go for researching a few different things here and there, and you'll find your message. So that's how I did it, and it works for me to the point that now I don't need to research anything because I simply connect to the ether and I receive my messages directly. And it's probably the most beautiful thing that ever happened, because I always wanted to have direct communication with the higher beings and just receive the truth. And I'm not saying that many authors don't say the truth, but definitely they come through a filter that involves many things that could have happened in their lives that have changed the contents or the real teachings of those things in a way that represents what the life of the author is. So you may also want to read three or four different books of the same thing before making some kind of conclusion about any theory. But once you have a connection with the transcendental mind and all the different levels of the mind, then you can find your own information with the ether. And this is coming soon. Like I have been talking about, the book is coming soon. I teach how to connect to the transcendental mind. I even have there is also includes a little part where I teach how to use a pendulum and some connection charts, and how to talk to your higher beings directly with the use of a pendulum and a connection phrase that takes you to different spaces in the mind. So that will be exciting, and we'll be practicing that soon. I want to see you finding your own truths and connecting directly and not letting anyone take your mind to one or another place. Always make sure that you have done your own research and that you're doing enough things for the evolution, because that's why we're here, and that on itself is already creating positive karma. And you will see how, by you trying to do that, and many opportunities will come to you. People will start asking you, hey, how can I do this? Or I feel this and that, and I am very depressed, or something, problems are happening in my life. And that's your opportunity to tell this person what you have learned and how to comfort them and comfort themselves with evolution as well, with higher consciousness. And that way, you know, things that are mundane and problems of the everyday life will just seem smaller and smaller every day, because that's the truth. Once you're connected to the higher purpose and to the universal mind and the higher beings, all the things that are daily, mundane level things, they really don't matter. And you get bored of having to deal with them. And sometimes you have to remind yourself that You're still in human form, and you better take care of some things because otherwise, you're gonna end up in the street. So I have to remind myself many times that okay, I'm still here and I'm human and I'm in physical form, so I better also obey these things before I can't go fly on the window. So I have to remind myself that constantly. But things that are mundane, it really don't bother me anymore, and I'm much more patient now than I was before. So there are many, many good things that come with enlightenment, awakening, and elevation of consciousness. Many, many good things in different levels, and it feels very good. So I'm glad that you're in this search. And if there is something else that we can do to help you, please don't hesitate in contacting us and let us know if there is a topic that interests you, and I will see how I can bring it to light from the metaphysical point of view, or from the hermetics point of view, or from any other point of view that I manage, that I could try to help from a way that shows my where I'm better, where I'm good at. So I'll try to definitely cover the any topics that maybe of interest from a point of view of where my expertise is, and to see if I can help you in that direction. So feel free to always email us anytime. Like I said, my direct contact is info@healersofthelight.com. And please like us on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/healersofthelight, and also follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/healersofthelight. And also, please subscribe to our newsletter to get our updates and blogs and different classes and events that we're having. And this you can find right on our homepage at healersofthelight.com. And it was wonderful being with you today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. We're going to be having many more episodes with some kind of practice at the end. So we're either going to have a meditation or a ritual or something to do, because I want to get you to work and to do things and to start manifesting and seeing results. Well, very good, guys. Till next week. Thank you. See you soon.